hey, it's a new year. What do you do in the new year? Start some new stuff. So we wanted to kind of re-intro, even though we've talked about it a lot, what Spreadshop is, kind of re-intro why Spreadshop's awesome, how it differentiate. Hey, welcome back to the Spreadshop Merchcast, where we drop a bunch of knowledge on all things in the merch game. I'm your co-host, DJ Kaufman. I'm down here in Pittsburgh with Nathan Sam.
What's up, guys?
And as always, maybe way up in Boston, we have Mark Muscoletti.
Crab cakes and pasta salad.
Pasta salad. Okay. Okay.
new year. Try new things.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, happy New Year, guys. We're in 2019, and I just got a flying car outside, and there's lots of cars flying around and futuristic robots.
Santa brought me a hoverboard.
Oh, really? All right. Yeah.
All I got was a yo-yo.
all those futuristic things I was promised as a child in the 80s and 90s are totally here right now. So I just flew my flying car to work this morning. And 2019 is pretty awesome already. So
yeah.
Okay, so it's a new year, and we thought maybe we would recap, kind of re-intro Spreadshop and why it's awesome and why it's a bit different from our competitors or the other services you have out there. And what a great time it is when you're starting off a new year to launch something new. So who wants to kick off the top, right off the top? Why is Spreadshop awesome?
I'll jump into the first thing. So one of the things that always happens in the new year, you know, you always renew that gym membership. And that's something that's kind of on everyone's mind. Like, they don't want to do it. It's something hard. And it's something that's, you know, tedious. And that's why a lot of people end up fading off it later into the season, just like, too much time to take, you know, you got to worry about your actual life. You have a full schedule, of different, you know, activities and work and kids, probably, you know, taking care of all these different things. The reason Spreadshop is awesome in the new year is that it's one of those things it's easy. You don't have to worry about it. There is no membership you have to rejoin up for. It's simple. So I think we always say it over and over again with Spreadshop, is that it's something that once you have it set up, you can kind of let it sit in the back burner and just have it make you money. So out of all the things you have to worry about in the new year, we're hoping that Spreadshop isn't going to have to really be one of them. So that's one of the best parts of Spreadshop, is that it's one of those awesome ways to make money and not have to worry about it. And obviously, the more you put into it, as with anything, the more you're going to get out of it. But even then, with minimal amount of time, you can definitely get a huge reward from it. So Spreadshop's easy. It's a lot easier than going to the gym, is basically what I'm getting at.
But and so Moose, what is Spreadshop? So we've just said why it's super easy and there's no cost to it. It's totally free and it's worry free. What is it? What the heck is a Spreadshop?
Moose. Besides the most awesome thing in the awesome universe. Yeah. it is the easiest, freest way to sell custom merchandise online in your very own storefront. So, you know, the new year is upon us. We've all had those thoughts. We've all had those dreams. You know, I should make a t-shirt for my band. I should make merch for my YouTube channel. I should make, you know, hats for my bakery, my side hustle. All those things are achievable through Spreadshop, which is you're given the ability through our system, through our application, through our tools, to upload designs to hundreds of different styles of merchandise, t-shirts, hats, mugs, sweatshirts, aprons. You upload designs, publish them to a shop that's yours. It's not a marketplace. It's not, you know, somewhere where people can get lost and find other people's designs. It's your store with your designs, with your ideas, with your brand. And you can own it. You can own your own shop for free and sell merch to fans, followers, friends, grandparents, you name it. It's free to open it, and it's free to use. And there's tons of success stories, tons of tools we provide you guys coming into the new year. So if you're new to Spreadshop, it's free to open, but we're here with you. We want to see you succeed. And we have tons of partners who have succeeded and made money on the side from custom merchandise.
Yeah. That's and then that's another thing we keep saying, free. And we get a question a lot in our comments on social media, like, how is this free? And like, what, like, so yeah, I mean, it's a free service, just like you would use Etsy or something like that. There's no subscription fee or anything like that, because, you know, ultimately we have so many partners. Just to kind of describe why it's free, because people go, it can't possibly be free. What are you up to? Like, what trickery? But we literally have thousands and thousands of partners around the world, or customers. So, and with that power comes great responsibility, right? No, with the with that ability to have that many customers, we have to stock a lot of stuff and get really good deal. I mean, I'm kind of speaking a little bit out of turn. There's probably way more to this than what I'm saying. I'm just summarizing in layman's terms for you that we're able to keep the costs down because we have to order a ton of shirts from companies like, you know, American Apparel, Next Level, Fruit of the Loom, all those places, all those big brands. We can basically get a whole bunch of stuff to print on super cheap, right? Because we have thousands and warehouses full of this stuff.
The more partners we have, the more shop owners we have, that's how we keep it free. Yeah. You guys kind of fuel your own engine. It's kind of a cool cycle of the more you sell, the more free it's going to remain. And then the more, you know, it's just a community of shop owners that support each other through economies of scale, through, you know, product improvements, all these fun things. It's just a big, you know, ethos of creativity, and it's awesome to see.
Yeah. And so, like, even like just breaking down just off the top of my head, you know, if like $20 t-shirt, say you're making $5, $6, $7 profit or whatever on that $6 profit. And they're saying, well, you're making so much more. Well, we're paying for the shirt. We're paying for the shipping. We're paying for the employees that actually print the stuff. And all of us too. And like the marketing and like all that stuff, and the engineers behind the actual awesome looking shop, all that stuff is taken care of by us. So that's where those costs break down. And I know a lot of our money that we make at Spreadshop definitely goes back into the development of the actual store itself and bringing you new products and new features. Because we just want to keep growing. We want to keep growing and be like the most awesome free merchandise shop on the internet, which we already are, but just people don't really know it yet. But
I think part of it too is a changing of mindset. You know, for the last 20 plus years, the go-to has been screen printing, where you have to, you know, place an order for a bulk amount of t-shirts, and then you have to take that merch and you have to sell it. You know, if you're a band, you're selling it at your show. You know, mm-hmm. if you're, you know, a school, you're not making sure you have all the orders placed beforehand so that you meet that minimum volume. So there's all, it's kind of like the normal mindset for people. So when they hear the fact that they have a free online shop, it's almost is too good to be true, I think, initially. So that kind of hits on that fear you were talking about. You hear from some people mm-hmm. in DJ where they're like, are you guys even real? And the answer is yeah, Spreadshop yep. is real. And like you mentioned, DJ, we stock all of our items in-house. So not only do you have the advantage of using an online presence to reach a wider audience than you ever have, you also don't have to worry about actually carrying the stock of the product at all. So we do it all print on demand in-house. So any orders, shipping, customer service, that is all handled on our end. So it's literally probably the most hands-off that you need to be, and just focusing on the creative end as far as creating the designs and making the products. And we've made that even easier within the shop now. When you go in and upload a design, we have an auto product creator now where you can actually select the specific products and colors that you want your design on. It'll automatically auto-populate on those products.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go through each individual product that we sell and place the design. So literally within probably maybe 20 seconds, you can have a design uploaded and then placed it on products and in your shop. So it is that easy. And I know it's the easiest way for you to actually figure it out is to go in there and do it yourself and see that it's real and start selling through Spreadshop. So I do promise to everyone listening, it is real. And you just have to make that mindset change from the old, you know, screen print mentality where it's this huge ordeal process, getting pre-orders, to having this simple, easy way to sell merch and reaching a bit larger audience than you ever have before. Yeah.
Yeah, I had this idea I wrote down called merch nightmares, kind of like kitchen nightmares, where, like, where we could tell, like, you know, stories about people we've heard about or even personal stories. Now, I know I years and years ago, almost maybe 16 years ago or something, I was doing like a web comic and I did a screen printer run for my fans. And I had a little shelf in my house. I was like, this is going to be my merch shelf. And I had like, this is my size smalls. These are my size mediums. And I was doing pretty good. And then my cat got in there and jumped on that merch shelf. And like, there was cat hair all over my merch. And it was impossible to like take a lint roller and refold. It was just a pain. It was like a merch nightmare. So merch nightmares.
one less thing you don't have to worry about as well now, DJ. So, yeah. I mean, you don't have to worry about stocking your merch in house. So.
I know. I would never do that again. Actually, it was a real pain in the butt. So.
You've cat to be kitten me.
Oh, right? No. You like went full. You just like, yeah. You were loaded for bear there, Moose. You just you put all the puns into one gun and just blew it away.
Speaking of the internet, there you go. Some cat memes there.
I think the keys with the awesomeness of this shop platform, and I think we've all touched on it here, is it's free to use. It's free to sign up. Hundreds of products you can print on. It's print on demand, so the risks are eliminated, right? There's no inventory risk. We handle the shipping, we handle the customer service. All of those hassles that, you know, a traditional merchandising business would have, we take that on. So all you have to worry about is uploading cool designs, styling your shop, and selling products. But I think something we haven't touched on is also the you know, the resources we give you once you are a shop owner. And how those are also free. We give you things like tutorials on YouTube to better your shop. We give you, you know, a start page, which is very cool. We spoke about it in last week's podcast and the one before, I believe. But it's a little homepage that lands on top of your shop. It's really, you know, an e-commerce standard, but it allows you to better brand your shop so it stands out. It stands out in that chaos that is, you know, the merchandising world online. And I think things like that are what really set us apart. And the idea that it is free, it just makes it double awesome.
Moose, I heard there was a podcast too.
Oh, there is a podcast. Have you heard of it?
Wait, what?
I know this is new to you guys, but I heard there's a podcast as well where we discuss a lot of the things about merchandise and selling through Spreadshop. And not only that, I heard that we also offer the opportunity to actually call in and ask individual questions so we can actually help out people that are just starting out or people that have been with us for a while that actually have some questions. So I've heard that. So, I mean, it's a rumor. I heard they have a podcast, so maybe we should check it out.
I also heard this rumor that that podcast you're talking about, not us,
obviously,
but us, are available on over 10 podcasting platforms. So Spotify podcasts, the Apple podcasts. Anywhere that you get your good podcast, you just type in Spreadshop and you'll find us. Or you'll find that podcast, I mean, that you're talking about there, that you heard rumors about.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it there. So yeah. Sounds like a great idea, actually.
While we're spreading rumors, actually, have you heard the one about Spreadshop's premium design service?
Oh. Please do tell it. I mean, yeah, I want to know more.
Rumor has it. Spreadshop has an in-house team of designers who also do the podcast that will help you out. So if you're stuck on a design, if you have an idea for a design, you know, you want a drawing of a donkey doing a backflip into, you know, a pile of leaves. It says sweet. Like, sweet, forget about it on the shirt, you know, but you just can't draw it or you can't think up how it would work best on a t-shirt or on a hat or on a mug. You can go to spreadshop.com/premium design and look at all the package deals we have in there for, you know, creating designs for you guys and making them look good on shirts and giving you stuff that will sell well in your shop. I think that's a cool resource that we also offer that, you know, triples the awesomeness power of the shop.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I wonder, yeah, those guys sound awesome. Whoever does that, they sound pretty great. So one thing we like to do, and we've done in the past with actual customers and working through the premium design service, is do a little brainstorming on different topics People might think like, oh man, how am I going to make this used car salesman or used car business that I have, how do I make merch for that, right? So then we like to do some brainstorming with them. So one of the podcasts that we had, or our favorite one from last year, was a brainstorming thing about horses that you should go check out. way back episode, I don't know what episode it was, put it in there, Horsecast. So this time I thought it would be cool if we reach out to everybody listening there, and you got like a week to get back to us any way that you can. Anchor, social media, send us an email. Let us know the topics that you would like us to live brainstorm. So we'll do a live brainstorm together, the three of us, and we'll randomly pick a topic, or we'll have Brooke put it all in a hat here, and we'll have Brooke pick the topic randomly, and we will live brainstorm that topic on the podcast. And it's a lot of fun. So you can kind of see like just about how anything can become merch of some kind on Spreadshop.
It's something like you just mentioned before, DJ, it's something we did before, and it was a lot of fun to kind of choose a random topic, but to kind of, you know, narrow that focus a little bit more is, you know, if it's something that you guys have been interested in thinking about, you open up a Spreadshop, use us and submit that idea, and we'll try to help you out and launch your shop and give you guys some ideas. So, and we'll try to make it, obviously it's going to be, try to make it fun as well, and it might end up being pretty funny. So,
And if you want to be on the podcast in 2019, if you're a shop owner listening to this out there and you want to actually be interviewed by us or be on the podcast to kind of promote your merch or what you're doing, or tell us your merch story, hit us up. We definitely love those interviews with all of our shop owners and people that are just starting out, people that have been with us for 12 years or more. That's one of our favorite things to do, is to hear your stories and how you're using Spreadshop for your brand.
Definitely. So thanks again for joining us today, guys, and make sure to submit those ideas, and we'll talk to you here next time.
Yep. Hear you later.
Hey, creators, did you know you can open a free Spreadshop today and begin selling your own custom t-shirts and more to your fans? We aren't kidding around. There's no risk to you. Open your shop right meow at Spreadshop.com today and discover why top YouTubers and creators prefer Spreadshop for their custom merchandise.